Welcome to the Geeks Next Door, episode 45.
45.
I remember that. What is it? January 26th. This is a very sparse looking Geeks Next Door, as Ron is over in
episode 45.
Oh shit! Sorry about that. Ron is where he's at, Diamond City currently.
Diamond City.
And Dave,
getting us some Boston baked beans.
Yeah, Dave 2 is in pain.
He's shooting some dick missiles.
Dick missiles. Wait, what? What's he got going on? He's some sort of medical procedure.
Yeah, he had to have his dick missiles removed yesterday. So
I don't know.
Maybe it was today.
I don't know what dick missiles are, but let's go with that.
Dick missiles.
I think he's on pain medication right now, but if you ask me, he could very well be here. He's just being a little bitch, so, you know.
I'm high as a cat.
He might actually be more fun if he's here, and...
I know, that's what I thought would have been great.
Well, shit. I don't think I have really anything to bring up to start the show, so let's talk a little bit just about the movie we watched last night. I want to hear you guys' reactions to the movie we watched last night. So we watched... Splinter? Is that the name of it?
Split.
Why do I keep saying Splinter? I said that to Amy. I was like, I think we watched the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Master Splinter.
Splinter. Right. Master Splinter.
Splint is M. Night Shyamalan Ding Dong's new movie, right?
Right.
Now, was this part of his... Remember how he said he's getting like 8 movies or something to build? And was this one of those, or was this just like a separate movie he got?
According to some interview, he said, like, yeah, he's got a big, huge outline of what he's doing. Yeah, he's producing a bunch of... He's going to produce some things, like, to, you know, help other smaller, like, time directors get their foot in the drawer and hopefully not do what he has done. Like, get tons of well wishes and then all of a sudden throw it all away by making some... kind of crap stuff.
Shitty-ass movie.
The most question I got is, what is it like when you get your foot in the drawer? Is it different than when you get your foot in the door? Is it like, just stick your foot up and you're like, I got it!
Have you ever climbed on top of, like, your, you know, to get, when you're small and you want to get somewhere high, and you're like, you pull out the bottom drawer, and you pull out the next drawer, and you create, like, a series of steps to get you to the top of where you want you to be? That is what you get your foot in the drawer, is the bottom one.
So, it's not foot in the door, it's foot in the drawer.
Yeah, that's cliche, the door.
I'm just making sure. Okay, so let's talk vaguely about this movie. Adam, you can start. We don't need no plot, nothing like that. Just tell me your thoughts about it, what your things, and go from there.
I don't know. It was, that ending just blew my fucking mind. Just, whoa.
Are you being honest, or are you just saying what that one guy said on the way out?
Oh, that's just that what that one guy said. Did you guys get that? Did you guys get that?
Yeah.
This bro came by walking down the... at the stairs, and he's like, did you guys get that? They didn't get it.
What, but it wasn't anything really to get, either. It was like... It
wasn't that big of a deal.
Yeah, I don't know. I was kind of annoyed by it. But tell me, you don't have to be just Adam, but could be you too, Dave, but tell me what your thought of the movie.
What I thought? I don't like M. Night Shyamalan movies.
But you like, kind of like some of them, right? No? None of them?
No.
You never liked any of them?
No, I think I've seen The Village and that Broken One, and I don't know. I'm trying to think what other ones there are. But
well, his big one is The Sixth Sense. That's the one he got his acclaim for.
Oh, yeah, Dead People. Yeah. It was okay, but it wasn't great. And I would rank this as less than great. So.
All right.
It's not my genre. All
right.
That's pretty much it.
Well said.
The weird thing is that while I was doing my work today, there was a podcast that I was listening to about split personalities.
Huh.
It was weird. So I'm like just randomly ran across the split personalities podcast, so I listened to that thing. It was just kind of awkward, I guess. Oh. I don't know.
Well, all right. How about you, Dave? You have more of a critical eye when it comes to movies. What were your thoughts on the movie?
Like, I thought it was a nice illustration on James McAvoy's, like, acting ability.
Is so that I who that guy was?
Yeah, like, that was Professor X in, like, the back-in-time X-Men movies that take place in the 60s, 70s, and 80s. I thought that was very interesting and stuff like that, that, you know, to, you have to come up with a bunch of different voices and a bunch of different mannerisms to be able to go, okay, this is a completely different guy. You know, this is a completely different personality, and to be able to switch those on and off really interestingly was nice.
I don't know if he'd be able to get 23 separate personalities to act 23 separate personalities out. That'd be really hard.
I think we only see like 7 or 8, right?
Yeah, yeah. Right. You don't see them all. Yeah.
Right.
We get, you know, even in like some of these other, we get small snippets of people, like, you know, you get
Barry.
Yeah, you get like the three big ones that are like, you know, in charge, like whatever, they're like the bigger, like the main dude, the main female personality. Yes, I know who they are. I just don't want to like spoil everything. And the main three, and then you get the one that goes to the psychiatrist. So that's 4. You get 4 main personalities that get actual screen time, and then a few others that you see in those recorded videos.
Yeah,
so, not a lot.
No, not too many. It does kind of feel like a movie that he was like, you know, it'd be cool. I want to watch one guy with be a bunch of different people. And so I agree with you that it was kind of, and I didn't know that was the guy from, that was the Professor X guy. I thought it was just an actor I didn't know. But it is kind of cool to see somebody trying to do different, and maybe he did a good job. I don't know. It seemed like he did a fine job, but I wasn't like, oh my God, it's amazing. I can't believe it.
Yeah, I thought some of the story involving the girls weren't...
It's kind of a weak story.
I think it was ham-fisted, some of the emotional, you know, like, it was, if it was done by a different person, like, those scenes in particular could have been, like, you know, really, like, hit you a lot harder than they did. Like they hit, like, bad things happen to this, happens to her, and those bad things happening to her only seem to push forward the plot of, like, this guy is also had bad things done to him. Like, her story is only there to further his story. It's like her story wasn't, like, didn't feel, like, really complete.
Yeah, no, I agree. And you kind of see it coming at the beginning where they're like, oh, I got these two perfect girls and perfection is going to kill them. And you kind of see it coming, what's going to happen with her. It's
right.
Fairly well telegraphed. You're like, oh, well... Right. That's why, I mean, not only is that why we're seeing these images of her or these scenes of her in the back in the past, but it's going to come into play in some way. And that's pretty obvious from the beginning.
Right. For me, like, as I thought about it and I was trying to go to sleep last night, I thought it would have been more interesting if her backstory, while it was weaved in with his backstory, like, the revelation he has at the end about her is somehow makes her, like, split, and all of a sudden now she has some sort of personality that, like, that's his manifestation, like his manifestation of going like, okay, you are like me, all of a sudden something happens in her where she's a completely different person now, like someone manifests, like,
yeah, it opens different. A bunch of doors for her.
Yeah, that would be cool. That'd be cool.
Yeah, like, because that psychiatrist was like, oh, maybe this is the way, like, broken people are the way to, like, you know, how our, like, make ourselves more advanced and stuff like that. Like, if all of a sudden, like, that happened and something happened. Like, it was like,
sure.
The ending of his origin story is like the beginning of her origin story.
Right, that'd be interesting. Yeah, it did. It kind of felt like M. Night Shyamalan Ding Dong read somewhere about, like, some people with personality disorders doing cool things. And he's like, oh, that's cool. I'm going to make one that can do this, and that can do this. And you're like... That was like the entirety of the movie. That's supposed to like hit bigger, that right. Shotgun shells don't kill this guy now or something. But it I don't know. It wasn't great.
Yeah, that's the podcast I listened to today was from like 2013. So I'm like, I was thinking, you know what? M. Night Shyamalan along probably could have listened to this thing.
He might have
got like. Got right. His whole story.
And that just seems how it is. It's all like he sees like an article or reads like, you know, something or hears a podcast and goes like, hey, that's interesting. Let me push that beyond a little bit past what everyone, you know, like is kind of plausible into something. Like it's an interesting idea. He's got interesting ideas. It's just, I told Tiffany, like she woke up and asked however, what, you know, the movie was and stuff. And I was like, it's like he writes it all down and goes like, this is fucking great. And then it's just like, this is what I'm going to shoot. It's like he shoots his first script. It's like he doesn't do any revisions. He doesn't do anything after. He gives it to his best friend and say, hey, why don't you read this real quick? Tell me what you think. And then the person goes like, hey, I like this. It's a cool idea, but like this, and this I have issues with. And then he goes like, oh, that's true. I didn't see that from my point of view because I wrote it. And in my head, I have the stuff that fleshes that out. But I didn't write it down. You know? It would be, it's like he needs someone to just talk him, not necessarily out of his ideas, but to flesh his ideas out.
Yeah, I think he needs somebody who is, he needs a partner. Like, you know how we had the Wachowski brothers and a couple other good people? Yeah. Like, he needs somebody to work with. Like, he's like, I got this great idea. It's this thing, and there's this the prison full of superheroes, and that's it. What can I do with it? And then the other guy needs to be all like, well, let's figure out what we can do with it.
Right.
He needs a Matt Damon to his Ben Affleck.
Yes, yes.
So,
Go ahead, man.
This thing kind of made me start thinking, like, do I have split personalities? Because...
No.
It just made me question. It made me question a little bit because I'm like,
do you go by a different name?
Yes.
You do not.
No, aliases there's... are completely different.
Yes, those are different.
Okay. Are you sure?
Pretty sure.
One, you're like, you don't want people to know who you are, and they seem to want like people to know that they're different. Yeah.
It's my street. I got a street cred name, and I got my regular name.
That's what they say about you. Yeah, they say you like, street cred.
They're like, oh shit, here comes A-dubs, watch out.
I'm just like, maybe I have split personalities, I don't know. I've been known to have worse.
the tension didn't feel like I didn't really have any fear for them after the point, like the initial fear, you're like, okay, shit, what's gonna happen? And then there was that thing where it's like, oh, we need to keep you for this.
Yes.
And then I was like, okay, nothing's gonna happen to them up until the point of which they are needed. And then whatever bad's gonna happen is gonna happen to, you know, these ones are gonna, something bad's gonna happen because they're the ones who I know, you know, aren't important because I don't know anything about them.
Like
I have no plot about them, so it doesn't matter what happens to them because they're superfluous to the story. They are just objects in the story.
Yeah, there's like
something's gonna happen. Or something's gonna be because she's. We know something about her.
Oh yeah, they're putting more of an effort in to talk a little bit about her past, even though it's not much. It's just a little. But there's that point where I think the female personality says something like, he knows he's not allowed to touch you or something like that, in which case you're like, okay, so we're pretty much just going to hang out here and figure out new personalities and stuff.
Right.
Which is fine. It's just, yeah, the tension didn't feel that great after the initial probably 20 minutes or so. And I got to tell you, I was a little annoyed because there's three of them. I don't care how strong he is. If one person takes an arm, and one person takes another arm, and one person sits on his fucking chest and beats his face in, he's probably not going to survive that.
And they had that, like, the two of them were wearing like high heel shoes.
Yes, I noticed that. Yes.
Like, and I'm like, okay, if they just run at him, and then one just takes the high heel and just starts wailing at his face, even if you don't like, you're going to incapacitate him.
Yeah,
because you hit an eye, you hit his cheeks. You're going to start piercing, and he's going to not want to fight you.
And to the writer's credit, they did bring that up. They're like, "We have to do this. We have to do this." And I didn't really get why the one that seemed like the smartest was going to be like, "No, no, we're just going to wait and chill and see what happens."
But then at the end, when we saw a little bit more of her story, where it's all like, "Okay, you know, stuff happened to her, and then something happened that made her go." And stuff is probably still happening.
Oh, she's definitely.
Like, it's like, there is a male figure here. Best thing to do is just keep her heads down. And
oh, definitely. Yeah, you're completely right. She's a victim. She's been a victim of her life. And that's kind of what I want to talk about, that last scene in the back of the car when the officer's like, your uncle's here. And she just gives this look like, I don't know what that look was. I don't know if that look was, I'm about to tell you something because fuck this shit that's happening to me and now I'm strong enough to say something about it. Or if it's that... shit, I'm still terrified. I've been terrified my whole life, you know?
I think she's going to say something because she has found, like, some sort of more courage, yes, in herself. And then the officer, that was very subtle on the officer when she looked, and then she's like, okay, she has like, you know, hey, come on out, and then she has like a look, and she goes like, she realizes something is wrong when she said the words, your uncle is here.
Yep, and she's a log person who probably have seen that look before, that look of,
yes.
That's not, especially if you're like, you've gone through this shit, you obviously want to get someplace where you're comfortable and safe,
right.
And that does, that look says, I'm not comfortable and safe, so.
Right, like, because the look she, and she, the actress who played the main girl, she did a way better job, she did a good job of portraying, she was actually more scared at that point than she was, I think, any other time.
Good point, yeah.
Interesting.
There was, I would say, when she was talking with the child personality, there was a lot of, she kind of came off as she's more scared because she wasn't hiding as much because she thought she had an ally, so, yeah.
But she looked more scared at that point than any other point, I think, in the whole thing, which was good acting. I mean, you know, not a lot of times you can get, like, the emotion is hard, I think.
Yeah, no, she did really good. I thought she did one of the best, and that's including the guy who had to switch personalities a million times. But he did a fine job, too. I don't know what to expect with somebody who's trying to switch 8 personalities or whatever.
Right.
But you know what? Let's talk about the ending, because honestly, I don't think it's a spoiler. I really don't. I don't think this is a spoiler at all, because it has nothing to do with the entire rest of the movie. Now, you knew what was... You kind of had an idea what was going on. Tell me why you thought you had an idea what was going on.
The Philadelphia thing. Like, I was like, okay, the Philadelphia thing happened. And when... I can't remember when it was. It was a little bit past the middle when, like... one of the personalities called all the rest of the personalities the Horde. And I'm like, the Horde is a cool title, dude. Like that is a cool supervillain name. And I'm like, okay. And the first time when they did the fence thing at like what we found out was the zoo, there's a scene at the zoo in Unbreakable.
Oh, see, I don't remember that. Hmm.
Right. Like, the thing is, I just happened, like, for some reason, that goes like, okay, clicked, and it made sense to me.
Hmm.
And I was like, okay, that, and...
So
that,
it would have been the same zoo. Sorry.
Yeah, right. Yep. The Philadelphia zoo. See, that was the biggest mystery for me, where the whole time I was trying to figure out, where the fuck are they holding this for them? I can't figure out what kind of building that this is. One.
And it had, like, chlorine pipes and stuff in it?
Yeah, it had a lot of weird stuff.
Like, for the water. Like, you still have to run all the, like, the waste... disposal of all the animals and stuff.
Sure.
You have to run through chlorinated water.
Maybe.
Like animal feces, I think you have to be processed a lot different than human feces.
Yeah. But anyway, so the big reveal at the end, and it's, I don't even think it's that big of a reveal, is that it's in the same universe, the same city as Unbreakable, his second movie? Or was that his second or third? I don't remember if he did The Village first or Unbreakable.
Second movie.
Yeah, so it's in the same movie as the Bruce Willis and Morgan Freeman? Was that? No. Bruce Willis and
Samuel L. Jackson.
The other black guy. Yeah, so it's in that same universe. And the only thing they say is at the very end, just before the credits... somebody's like, what was that one guy's name? What was his name? And then Bruce Willis is there. He's like, Mr. Glass. And that's the big reveal that's in the same universe. So I can't call this a sequel because it's not a fucking sequel. It has nothing to do with the entire other movie. It's just in the same universe, right?
Right.
Because what... I don't know what the credentials of a sequel is.
Criteria
for a sequel. But I don't think you can just say put something in the same universe and say, it's a sequel! That doesn't work.
No, I just think it's tangentially connected.
Right,
which is fine.
Sure, but that's what Amy told me when she said, "Oh, I heard this is a sequel to Unbreakable." I'm like, no. And anybody who says that, I think, is wrong, because just because it's in the same
coincidental.
Yeah, they don't even use any like tie overs really. They don't reference anything in the same world. They just, except for that very end sequence. So
right.
Yeah.
So.
And that's fine. I think it's kind of neat if he wants to build his own universe, but I don't think it's like earth shattering or mind blowing like that one dude did that Adam alluded to.
Right, that guy.
That guy was like, he was a bro.
Oh, he's definitely a bro. Yeah.
But it was just interesting overall. Like I like that. Like, and it only costs like $9 million. So
is that it? It costs $9 million.
If you look at it, there's only, what, 4, 5, 6 actors tops?
Yeah.
Maybe 7?
Yeah, I suppose. There's not that many, is there? And then the location is just a basement somewhere, so...
Right.
Hey, Ryan's here. What do you know?
It's about time you got back from... Do you have Boston Baked Beans?
Let's talk to Ryan when we get the podcast started just a second here. Any last thoughts on the movie, or should we just move on?
It was interesting. It was definitely like I wouldn't pay, you know, whatever, $11 for it.
I would have saw it on HBO, right? I would have watched it on HBO. Yeah. All right.
Just like I watched Devil. It was better than Devil.
That's true. Okay. Let's get the fucking thing going here.
This is where we turn up the party. All night feels good, we can't decide it. This is where we turn up the party. All night feels good, we can't decide it. Turn up the party, turn up the party. Party, party, turn up the party.
Although I will say that Devil, I thought, had a better, like, reveal. You know, he's like, oh my god, he's the one who killed, you know.
Yes.
Okay, so Ryan, anyways, welcome back from Diamond City. How was it to this time?
It was pretty good. It was all right.
Are the Diamond City horrors just as loose as ever?
Yep. Every time, a little bit looser.
You're such a liar. Look at those eyes. Those are eyes of a liar. Boston Baked Beans in our future?
Probably. I'll swing by CVS.
You son of a bitch! It's not the same thing.
From Boston.
They're all made in like China anyway.
It matters. It matters.
Are they in Colorado or something? I can't remember. It was a weird location.
Idaho.
It was like Cincinnati or something. I don't know. Yeah, those Boston baked beans.
Boston baked beans.
All right. Well, we just got done finishing talking about a movie. Anything you want to bring up, or should we go into Dave's list?
Is he still sick? Is he feeling better? What's the deal with that man?
He's shooting dick missiles.
Why do you keep saying that? He keeps saying dick missiles for some reason. So yeah, no, he said he's on pain medication and he can't talk, whatever, you know. Whatever.
Well, that's too bad.
Yeah, because he's the one who looks up a lot of stuff, him and Dave. So I made Dave take over and look up all the stuff for this week.
I know. What the fuck? So much that Ryan should look up some stuff too.
I got nothing this week. I'm totally spent. I sat down. I'm spent.
Why don't you give us some back secret behind the scenes info on all the stuff you did?
Shop talk is not always interesting.
Or ever.
You know?
Not always or ever.
Right.
Well, I'll give you guys a little bit of an update on Asgardia. If you remember Asgardia, it's the first intergalactic nation that we're attempting to make. You can apply for citizenship. There's now 161,323 citizens of Asgardia, which I think puts it near Luxembourg.
Yeah, that's about right.
I think we all signed up for it except for Ryan, who wanted to remain internet anonymity.
He wants to
anonymous.
Stay on the ground.
So he's
afraid
see.
Of heights anyway.
It puts it at... Oh, shit. I just did the thing with the thing. 161,000 puts it just ahead of Curaçao and just under Guam. So we're almost as big as Guam. Yeah. Then I'm going to put all my taxes up there and then I don't have to pay taxes anymore. It's going to be amazing. I think that's how it works.
I think that's how it works.
So if you guys want to look at the Chronicles of Asgardia or anything like that.
Chronicles of Asgardia.
It's on asgardia.space/en. That's what they call it, the Chronicle of Asgardia. It's pretty awesome. Oh, shit, there's even a thing here that tells me what the population is. I didn't have to look it up at all.
Weren't they waiting to get a certain number of names so they could... It's some sort of petition or something? Or
they
what
are,
was the game
they're
plan?
Petitioning the United Nations for actual citizenship once they get their satellite. Because once their satellite's up there, they technically have territory. And that's what you need. You need territory and then population in order to be considered a country. So if you want to join Asgardia.
Do they have a satellite?
They're working on it. It's like in process or something like that.
And it's working on it? That's like not something...
No, it's the... Basically, there's a satellite that's going up that they get to claim part of or something like that. They paid for this. Oh. That's what I mean by that.
Gotcha.
Obviously. Nice. Come on, Ryan. Jesus. Keep up.
Yeah. Boston has made you soft.
I was just imagining some guy in his garage, like with like a bunch of tinfoil and shit, putting a satellite together and going,
"What be you?
This will be the beginning." Like, there's a flag on it though, for sure.
Like how, like people are getting really good at doing stuff like that, like making rockets that can get into, like people have been doing getting rockets into space for a long time, like, you know, stuff they build in their garage. So eventually, someone's just going to be able to do it, you know. And like, how big of a satellite does it need to be? It doesn't need to be huge.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's true.
There was a decree on January 20th by the head of the Asgardian nation that talks about the Constitution and some amazingly other good stuff. Hopefully, tax place, because that's what I'm looking for. I need some tax shelters. So yeah, there you go. The end.
Well, what we should do is we should provide a link to the episode where we came up with the rules of the Five Kings on if you're going to build a Constitution on how to run. Like a utopian society. Like, I think those rules are pretty sound.
Benevolent dictatorship. That's what we need. Benevolent dictatorship. Which is
the thing is, I don't want all that much shit.
The complete opposite of the United States right now. So, it's
true.
Ryan, your boy, what's your boy doing? Like, the entire head of the State Department resigned today. And they're like, fuck this, we're out of here.
Really?
I hope they
State Department
everybody
resigned.
All the
like
all
the top four people or five people
up.
Or something.
And they're going to have huge ass trouble putting new people in there that are qualified.
Yeah, this
that's the only problem I see is like, oh, we don't have to put qualified people in, we just put shitty people
exactly.
in. They're going to be yes men.
Exactly. So there was an NPR thing about this weekend where they I think it was NPR. I forget what show it was, but they were talking about people in the might be Department of Environment or something like that.
On the media.
I forget. No, that wasn't. I don't listen to that one. But anyways, they were talking about how one person's like, I'm going to leave on Inauguration Day. I'm going to retire. Fuck it. And another person's like, well, I want to leave, but they're just going to put somebody in here who's a yes man. So I kind of want to stay here and fight for what I believe in, but have to put up with it for 4 years, which would kind of suck.
Yeah.
It is a weird dilemma for people working there.
Yeah,
it's messed up. I did hear that there was the petition for him to release his tax form has reached the required amount.
100,000
for it to be officially responded to, which probably won't be that interesting. You'll say like, I officially say I'm not going to do anything.
I'm the fucking president. I'm the best president. Go fuck yourselves. 100,000 people is not enough.
Aren't there hackers who already have his tax information
and
are threatening to release it?
I think they said WikiLeaks is targeting his tax returns, but they don't have it yet. But I don't know where the fuck Anonymous is. Anon, we fucking need you, like, now more than ever. Where are you? Get out here.
They fell on their face when they said they were going to take him down during the election cycle.
See, I don't remember them ever hearing that. I remember that there was one group that said, we're going to take him down. But then another group that said, what we stand for is openness and freedom of speech, so we don't really see him as a target. So I think there might have been some infighting between a group of non-affiliated members.
I wonder what they say now.
I don't know.
Because they're pretty much saying, he's pretty much putting everybody on silenced.
Right, so like, that is a big part. That's a good point. Is like the geese gag orders are fucking ridiculous. So, yeah.
What do you mean gag orders? Tell me more.
Well, what did he put gag orders on? The
EPA. EPA. You basically cannot put any news out. The EPA cannot say anything without prior authorization or something. They can't tweet and stuff. They can't do a bunch of other shit. Which
they're putting it on like the science people and like a bunch of other people.
Just makes me crazy.
Like, he's just putting gag orders out there.
You can make a case that, you know, you want the government to present a united front, but given the background, and it seems bad, especially when there's all this Orwellian, you know, concern about all the stuff he's doing, to then explicitly actually tell people not to say stuff without his permission.
I know, it's fucked up.
It's like,
well, and he's on like a rampant like fight with all the media, no matter who they are. He's just like alienating them. It's It's stupid.
Well, you gotta control the media. That's the first step. Control the media so you can get out your narrative. God damn it. This is how we're gonna take over, too. Take notes. When the Five Kings take over, first we control the media. And then we do steps 2 through 20. It's gonna be awesome.
Don't you think by controlling the media, wouldn't you be, like, shutting down all the satellites and shit, then? Wouldn't that be a better option?
Well, see, you need to do it without pissing everybody off. So you need to control the narrative first. And if you just, like, internet's gone, oh my god, can you imagine if they fucking took the internet away? We would riot and everybody would be on the street.
Because
you can't stay home and jack off. You gotta go to the streets and get angry and stuff.
That's the thing, is he hasn't even started talking about, like, internet and, like, getting it. If he starts touching, like, the internet and giving it back to Comcast or whoever.
Net neutrality is gone. Yeah, that could be bad. You're right. That could be bad. I mean,
that could be worse than
women's rights. Yeah, fuck women. Yeah, we want our internet. What's more important, rights. Internet or women? I can see women on the internet.
Right.
Good times. All right.
What else is it?
Thanks, Brian.
What else? Let's see. Trump's son-in-law, whatever, that Jared Kushner, registered to vote in 2 states. Voter fraud. His daughter, Tiffany Trump, is also registered
two
in 2 separate states. Voter fraud. It's like he has actual legitimate people who commit the thing that he says people commit.
Sean Spicer, his public, like, whatever, media person, registered in 2 states.
All right, no more! No more! Ryan, last thing.
Is it illegal to be registered in 2 states?
Yes.
It is.
But did they vote in 2 states? Because in some ways it could be like, seems less bad if they didn't actually vote.
It's not that hard to go from New York to New Jersey.
New Jersey.
That's not the question.
In a couple
the question
hours.
Is, did they vote in both? I mean, we don't know.
It's just funny because he's like, there's this rampant voter fraud right now. There are 5 million people did voter fraud. They're like, okay, then I think you should demand either a recount or a re-election, and we'll see exactly what's going on here. But why would you do that when you're already elected, you some stupid bastard?
He did that, though, didn't he? Did he demand a recount
and
pay for a recount?
No, he's not.
No.
No, he's not doing that, but he's
the only person
putting
that
demanded
an
investigation out there.
Yeah, the only person that did a recount was that Jill Stein. She demanded a recount in, like, but she, you know, what the fuck's she going to do?
Yeah, so that happened. They did a recount in Wisconsin.
They did it, but that was just because it was automatically triggered by it was in the 1% or whatever.
But,
so.
Yeah, when it's close enough, they automatically have to do it.
I think they did that in Michigan, too, but eventually they're like, fuck Michigan, it's over.
I did listen to a podcast that was about why people voted for Trump, which was interesting. Like, and it wasn't because, you know, there was this lady who lived in a very Democratic place around Democratic people moved to, like, Louisiana, to a place where it was, you know, the opposite, to try to figure out why people were different, basically, which was kind of cool. And she talked to the people, and she knew, and the people knew that people thought of them as, like, you know, redneck kicks that don't know shit, and they didn't like that, obviously. And then they basically, it was an emotional thing. The narrative of people, they work hard all day long, work long and hard. They made the analogy of a line, a long line. They're in line. They've been in line for a long time. And then they see people up front that are cutting in line. You know? They see people that are getting shortcuts, affirmative action.
You better get to an point real quick. I'm getting bored.
This is not a point. It's not a point. This is a view. This is a perspective. It doesn't have a sharp point. It's got a soft curves, and it's to be taken in slowly and thought about.
Oh, like my dick in your ass. Take it slowly, Ryan. You know you want it.
It's got to be thought about. Right, I know what you're saying. It's like, yes, they feel looked. They feel looked over.
I can see
looked over.
Sure.
And also that they see themselves working hard, and they see people getting benefits that they don't believe are working as hard.
But that's
and
true.
And seem to
right?
be getting benefits.
That's
you know,
true,
benefits
right?
That they don't.
But that's true. That's true. People, we have a system where we try to take care of people who are either disenfranchised or seen on the lower poverty scale of the spectrum. So that is true, that they get things that we don't, or that people who are making more money don't, and they don't have to work for them. So is that what you're saying?
But these are poor white folks, so they actually get money and stuff like that, but they're seeing, you know, minorities and women and other getting basically given advantages while they're not. So if you're poor and white and there's not programs for poor white folks, but there is affirmative action, you know, you could say, oh man, this stinks because I'm working hard and other people get advantages.
Sure.
And
so
that makes me angry.
Oh, well, yeah, that hasn't changed, I don't think, in the past. Like,
and so,
people are always angry about shit that they don't get.
Right.
But
white folks
already have.
It's understandable, even.
Yeah,
the thing that's interesting is the takeaway was kind of that, not so much that, it was more of a miss on the Democratic Party. The Republican Party, the Republican media, if you listen to what's being said, it's all playing into this narrative of things being unfair.
Yep, definitely.
And the working class people are, the Republicans are somehow their champions, even though the Republicans really don't help them.
Right.
But now that's a myth. What are the, if you think about what Republicans do, they do not speak to those people. Or Democrats do not speak to those people. You know, there's a big missed opportunity, a huge missed opportunity.
Sure, but the thing that's annoying is that neither cares. They just one puts out a narrative that they care, and neither really cares. You know, and so they go with the people who have the strongest narrative that they care. I mean, what have Republicans done for poor people, really, honestly? Let's be honest. They're completely...
Cut taxes?
Most people... Yeah, only for the wealthy, sorry. I don't know. I'm all politicking out, so you guys want to talk politics, you go right ahead. It's getting to a point where I'm about to eat my face, so... Yeah.
The only thing that's... the Giants... the giant nuclear clock... Giant nuclear clock, you know, that where we've been at 3 minutes to midnight, which is basically the doomsday clock.
Oh, sure, sure.
You know, that all the scientists have. They actually, they just push it forward 30 seconds.
Did they really?
We're at 30 seconds to apocalypse.
That's pretty awesome and sad at the same time.
And it has to do with Trump saying stuff about China and China not being like, really? You're going to talk shit to us? It's basically... The big preppy bully on the street, America, saying it to the big ad, the actual big guy on the street, China, and saying like, hey, you know, I'm gonna kick your ass when he, you know, in front of everybody, and then China not backing down. So
yeah, what's interesting is China just like said we're going to invest a ridiculously obscene number over the next 20 years into renewable energy sources and get off coal.
Exactly.
And the U.S. is like, nah, we need more coal. It's like completely it has switched around in these viewpoints, and I don't understand why.
It's weird.
Yeah.
And that's just within the last couple of months.
Yeah.
Which is, like, makes me want to move to China now.
Yeah, honestly. I should have stuck with that Chinese language, but I dropped out because nobody would fucking learn it with me, you sons of bitches.
Firefly was right.
The wall.
Firefly was right. The two languages that are going to be known are English and Chinese.
Yep, basically.
And just that, I don't think people understand how like economy works. It's all like, oh, cool, we can charge a 20% tariff on goods coming from Mexico. It'll make them pay. Okay, cool. What costs a dollar now costs $1.20.
$1.20.
If Mexico is, you know, so
still not making any money.
Right. So Mexico then pushes that money to the consumer here in the United States, who ends up paying that money back to a company in Mexico, so we pay for the wall anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, it's awesome.
I don't think people understand how economy works.
Whatever. Let's find something fun and interesting to talk about, because so far we've talked about M. Night Shyamalan and politics, and both those things make me angry.
Right.
All right, what were you saying about Alexa?
But the Amazon Echo / Alexa, whatever. You and now, remember the other day when I said it would be awesome if we could make it like Star Trek? You can now actually make it, you can change it so it responds to the word computer instead of Alexa, so you can say computer.
That is cool, but I want fucking Deanna Troi's mom's voice, too. If I can get Deanna Troi's mom's voice, then I'll be fucking set.
Gene Roddenberry's wife, and
it actually,
that would be great.
It actually says, unfortunately, it still won't answer you in Roddenberry's voice, but nothing is perfect.
Mm. Once we get there, then I'll be stoked. So.
You know who else it would be cool if he did? Would be Gene Siskel.
Gene Siskel?
He's got a computer. His voice is... Isn't it Gene Siskel or is it Roger Ebert? Which one is...
Both of them are dead.
I know. Which one had the cancer of the throat?
Roger Ebert.
Okay, so he had a machine that talked for him, and they took, like, all of his voice...
Why don't you just say, like,
put it on the computer?
Hawking, Dr. Hawking. Like, that would have been the more famous one.
He legitimately has a robot voice right now, and he's alive.
That doesn't do anything for me. I don't know. No, I need that sensuous Deanna Troi's mom voice.
Right.
I'll never know her name. I just...
Right. It's Lashana Troi. It's like, it's whatever Gene Roddenberry's, like, second wife.
Yeah. Okay, well, I'll have to look up the... I have an Echo. I'll have to look up the app and see if we can change it. Because before, you had, like, five options. You could name it
right. Different
things, but computer's a pretty good one, so... Although sometimes when somebody says something like Alexis or Alexa on the TV, she activates. So the word computer is used much more. So
more
I don't know if I want it activating every time I'm watching Star Trek.
It's like that episode of Futurama where they put a bomb in Bender and they're like, yeah, we made it go off only on the word that you never say.
Right.
Did you hear about, there's a lot of stories about where radio or TV say Alexa. Like there was a TV program where they were saying, Alexa, buy me a dollhouse. And they were talking about how cool it was that you can just get a dollhouse. And they played it, and like hundreds of people in that city where the news ran.
It added to their shopping list.
That Alexa bought the dollhouse. You know?
Oh, it goes to your shopping list, but that is funny.
It is pretty funny.
What about movies? Any movies coming out that look interesting?
I saw one.
What'd you see?
I saw the one about the engineers
dancing and singing
that
music.
Worked on Hidden Figures.
Yeah, look at this motherfucker over here with his Hidden Figures. You should have watched Timeline. That's how me and Dave watched this movie, by just watching one episode of Timeline.
Yeah.
That's why we didn't go see that movie last night.
There's one episode where they talk about the black woman who was doing all the math and was nobody ever talked about, and it was about her. So you got to learn you got to learn a lot about her.
Pretty cool. It was actually a really pretty darn good movie and entertaining.
Better than La La Land.
No.
All right, I'm gonna ask.
You watched that video, right, Ryan? On Saturday Night Live.
I did.
Amy put it on his webpage.
I laughed.
And that is, I put it like. That's exactly, it's just like you were just like, best movie of all time, greatest movie, perfect, acting is great, dancing is perfect, everything's up. And he's just like, and all he said was like, it was like, I don't know, it was good, but kind of dragged in the middle, and I was like, what? Ah! Throwing chairs.
I know.
Yeah, it was pretty awesome.
It was pretty good. I like that.
Did you see that in Diamond City, or did you see it other different time?
I saw it on Friday. I saw it right before I left, whenever the hell that was. Or maybe that was...
Oh, do you have a date night?
Maybe it was Sunday. No, it was Sunday. I saw it on Sunday.
Okay.
Sunday night.
Oh, we watched in the theater, we watched the Chips trailer. That's the first time I had seen that trailer.
That looks funny.
Now, I gotta tell you, if Dave 2, I think last week, was like... Oh, Chips is a movie, going to be a movie. And I was like, fuck, we don't need Chips as a movie. It's stupid, it's dumb. I'm pretty into this movie now. That was a good trailer, and I like those actors, so it's going to be fun. Because I didn't know they were making like a comedy. I thought it would be like a buddy action cop thing with Riggs and Murtaugh.
Right. No Riggs, no Murtaugh.
It's like 48 Hours. Or Beverly Hills Cop.
What I know is, let's see, not this weekend, because this sneak week or tomorrow, there's a, Resident Evil, nothing special. But then the next 3 weeks, looks like it's pretty good. There's rings.
I won't be watching.
Whoa, why not?
I don't love. I can't watch horror movies really anymore. The suspense is. I don't like suspense anymore. It just. I don't know why. That's just me.
Okay, all right. But then on the 10th, a little John Wick 2.
I thought that was kind of a boring movie.
What are you? Who the fuck are you?
No, I'm just kidding.
We watched it at your house, right? Yeah. Did we watch the whole thing?
We did. Because you hadn't seen it yet. But no, Amy's dad said that. I thought it was kind of boring. But hey, everybody's entitled to their own opinion. You know, it's cool.
What happens in that movie? Like, give me.
Do you want me to give you the D&D plotline of that?
Oh, do you have the D&D plotline?
No, but I could do it really easily.
Right.
A man is dragged back into his former life after his dog is killed.
Right. No, I would be like a former fighter has retired, you know, to care for his ailing wife. His animal companion is murdered by a group of rogues, and he comes out of retirement to seek vengeance.
Yeah, the big thing is.
Oh yeah, I remember that they created these. Yeah,
the big thing is they created that universe where there's that hotel, and that's where no business gets done, but everybody knows what's talking about, and they have the currency of the coins. Like, ooh, 3 coins will get you a body cleanup.
Right.
That's just kind of cool. Exactly. They made that exists.
That was cool, and it was a good. Yeah, that was a good movie. You're right. Excellent. Cool. That sounds fun. Let's watch the second one.
Right. And then on the 17th. There's a few interesting things that there's the Great Wall, which is on top of the list.
I think that looks really good. I want to know what's happening.
I know. It's like, why'd they really build the Great Wall? Oh, to keep out dragons, I think?
That seems like what it is.
Right. But then there's the one that has Ice Cube in it, and what was it? The guy from one of the guys from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, and they play like teachers, and Ice Cube does something wrong, and the other guy like turns him in, like basically tattles on him, and he's like, "I'm gonna fight you," and like the whole thing is it's just called Fist Fight. And if you don't watch the trailer looks amazing. It looks like so ridiculous because Ice Cube is funny when he's just because he's always Ice Cube, but when you put Ice Cube in funny situations, I really like that.
Right.
And then there's that one that we saw the trailer for, that Cure for Wellness, where the guy's like. The guy goes to Switzerland to try and find his boss, and some weird shit's going down.
Yeah, Shutter Island 2, that's like I like to call it.
Yeah, Shutter Island. Yeah.
That's what it looked like. It reminded me a lot of Shutter Island. I was like, is this Shutter Island 2? Even though it has... But that even that actor kind of looks like fucking Leonardo DiCaprio or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, and then it seems like summer is starting even earlier every year. And nothing on the 24th, and then the 3rd is Logan. March 3rd is Logan. And then March 10th is the King Kong Skull Island movie. And then the 17th is Beauty and the Beast. And then Chips / Power Rangers. Then Ghost in the Shell. And it seems like it's starting earlier. Because April 14th is the Fate of the Furious. You know, it's not even summer yet.
Yeah, April. That'll be a weird time, so we'll see.
That's when the babies come.
Yeah.
Here's what we can do. It's super easy. Ryan can just bring like his phone and put it on his chest with Skype open, and you can watch it.
I'm gonna yell
FaceTime,
though.
I'll FaceTime.
I'm gonna be yelling. Oh, I can't believe she did that! Oh, get out of that room, bitch! Get out of that room! That's how I watch movies now.
I guess.
I like I'm at Regal.
Yeah, that was super weird, wasn't it? Like, there was a Mexican guy like 3 rows behind us, and he was having like a full-on like a loud conversation in Spanish, just all like and I'm just like, whoa, what's going on?
I like to think we saw a movie after bowling last night, so yeah, it was very interesting. Yeah, and the guy whose mind was blown.
Yeah, he's like, oh my god, what a twist. That wasn't a twist, it just was a tag.
Yeah. Good times.
How was what did you guys do for Chris night? I was sad to miss.
We went bowling, except for every time you got like a spare or a strike, you got a magic card, and then you had at the end we played 4-on-4 magic or 4-on-1-on-1 magic with 4 people, and if you had infinite mana, you could just cast one spell per turn, and you saw who won. It was pretty fun.
Yeah, it was pretty interesting.
Was it a random magic card, you said?
Yeah, kind of. I mean, I took them out of a set, but it was basically random. And then at the end, whoever won got to beat an effigy of Ryan Thomas. So we did that, and then we burnt the effigy, too. It was pretty sweet.
Oh, that was the best
part. In my honor, thank you.
Yep. Right. Oh, and then we went and found robots with hearts, and we danced with them. That was pretty fun. Sexroids.
Sexroids?
Cool. I don't remember.
And then what was it? Like, the harder game, the magic was easy. The harder game was the next game where it's like, you flipped over a card on your turn, whatever that number was, is how many pins you had to knock down to get that card. So you got like a four, you're like, you have to get four down or you can't, or you don't get a card.
Yeah.
And then on your second ball, the next card, if it's, you know, you have to get whatever number it is, but if it's more than the number that of pins that are left, you just have to spare out to get that card.
Yeah. It was interesting. It was fun.
It's hard to do terrible.
It is really hard. It's funny. Dave 3 would be really like, I need one. All right, I'll just aim at the very back pin, and that's 10. It's hard to make.
I need 9. Did he get one?
It's just, it's hard. It's hard to make yourself do bad. I don't know. I mean, Adam had no problem because he's Adam. Shut up.
Shut up.
All right.
Did anyone watch Samurai Jack back in the day, the cartoon?
No.
It was like 13 years ago. I did.
You watched it.
I did.
Yeah.
You watched it, you were like, you should watch this, and I was like, meh.
Yeah, I know. You're like too good for things that are animated.
I kind of am. I can't get into it. It's like written humor. I just can't understand it.
Well, that's understandable. That's like, no one can get into written humor. If you write down jokes, it's not funny.
I tried to watch it again recently, and yeah. I don't know. Maybe it's the writing. That it just didn't do it for me.
Right. But it got canceled like 13 years ago.
Yep.
And they're coming back for 10 episodes to kind of finish out the arc because they never were able to finish the series, which is, you know, sure. Animation is fine because no one got older because it's just animation.
Yeah, that's easy to do. So there was 4 seasons?
Yeah.
And were they like long, like 23 episode seasons or?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, 23 half hours, so.
Interesting.
So I'm really interested because I thought it was a cool concept of like a demon guy who threw the only guy who could defeat him, you know, a samurai, threw him super far into the future. So then he got there and he was already in power for 1,000 years. It's all like, haha! Now you can't defeat me because I've had 1,000 years to prepare for you to come.
It's interesting. I was going to ask you to tell me the basic plot in like 2 sentences, and you did a pretty good job. I mean, all right, that's interesting concept. Sounds like an M. Night Shyamalan movie.
What's it called again?
Samurai Jack.
Okay, sounds cool.
Okay, Star Wars movie had the reveal of the name, The Last Jedi. Go. Give me your thoughts.
I think it was already rehashed on a different podcast.
I don't think we talked about this, did we? Oh.
We did.
Shut up. Yes.
Hey, yeah, yeah. I think what I'm going to have to do is I'm going to have to put out a ban, like a full ban of anything that would be spoken about here cannot be spoken about there.
Adam, is there any corners you want to bring up?
Corners?
Yeah.
Corners.
Any corners you want to bring up on this podcast to try to get into another podcast turf?
Yeah, don't start a turf war, dude.
Dog corner! Dog corner! Ruff, 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 ruff! Dog corner!
Didn't I already say that? A couple weeks ago?
But,
Yeah, The Last Jedi. So that's the title of episode 8. Episode 8.
Which is... It's fine, because the thing is saying Last Jedi doesn't really mean a whole lot,
yeah.
Because Jedi is both singular and plural.
Yeah, so it doesn't really give you anything, really, now that you think about it.
No. It's anticlimactic, and you really can't extrapolate very much on it. So.
You can't. It's like, yeah, we know there's going to be Jedi, because Luke's there.
Doesn't make me extra excited.
No,
but
not at
it doesn't
all.
Make me... less excited. It just makes me go like, oh well. And if you look at the other names, they're kind of all like generic-y. Not like in a bad way, but they're just all kind
of
like,
you son of a bitch, you take that back.
Right.
Well, look at A New Hope, The Empire's, they're not like, I guess it's in line with those, and none of those, the names were like, oh shit, man, they just said that,
well,
oh my god.
Those names at least kind of gave you like a hint to the plot, if you think about it. Like, Empire Strikes Back, what's going to happen? Empire's going to fuck some shit up. Return of the Jedi, what's going to happen? Jedi are going to come back. This is just like, well, last Clone Wars? Guess what? We're going to have some Clone Wars.
That's true. This one doesn't have any action.
No.
Many of the other ones have some sort of action. Revenge, so that's an action. Attack, that's an action. The Phantom Menace is not an action.
That was, I think, first one.
Return.
So he doesn't know what to
strikes.
Do.
Right. Oh, Awakens. The Force Awakens.
Yeah.
A New action. Hope is not an action either.
Right.
But you're right. Many of them have an action that... and this one does not. It's just it is a statement. There is a guy. The end.
Speaking of which, of Star Wars, if you watched Timeline this week, but it had fucking George Lucas not becoming a movie director. So, like, all the guys who built their, like, wanted to go into physics and stuff because of Star Wars, they, like, forgot everything. They're like, yeah. I never went into fucking that because Star Wars doesn't exist, so now I'm a massage therapist or something instead of an astrophysicist.
Yeah, like, I was never a historian because I watched Indiana Jones.
Right.
Raiders of the Lost Ark. So they're all dumb.
But it's interesting that I bet you a lot of people are shaped by the movies and media that they consume when they're little. I mean, I think that's kind of neat that, I mean, not necessarily your entire career, but a lot of people probably.
That's true.
I agree 100%.
So what do we think is going to happen in Star Wars? There's going to be Jedi, and there's going to be a bunch of them, and there's going to be the last ones, and then they're going to die, and they're never going to come back.
And there's probably going to be a space battle.
So this one takes place after the last one we just saw.
No, it actually...
Not Rogue One, but the last... Right. The previous last one.
Yeah. So
with Rey, yes, and
right.
Kylo Ren.
But it takes place 30 years after that, just to confuse you. So, yeah, she's going to be old.
Right.
Luke Skywalker's going to be a droid. It's going to be awesome.
He's just the head on top of R2's body.
He's like the fucking head from Doctor Who. There's the face of whatever.
Right, he's just like, hey, R2, bring me over there. And he's like, oh, you bucket of bolts.
Do you like my other red hand? Red arm?
He's got another red arm, and they don't explain anything. It's like, but that's a story for a different time.
Do you think they're going to flash back to the, you know how they talked about how some shit went down and somebody killed a lot of Jedis?
Yeah, that was Darth Vader.
No. That's what they were talking about.
Kylo Ren, and the thing is, he had a crew with him. They were the Knights of Ren, and he had like five guys with him.
Yeah, they showed that kind of when she touched the lightsaber, remember?
Right.
They showed those dudes instead.
Well, like, what happened to his crew? That's the cool thing. It's like, they could have his crew, and he could be like, I'm going to summon my crew. And they show up, and they're all like, badass.
I like to think
they're bounty hunters.
They have some yeah, exactly, like they're bounty hunters and stuff now.
I bet you there'll be a lot of backstory before it re-enters sort of the current timeline.
Could be.
That's my guess.
Yeah, could be.
Which will be kind of cool, I think. I mean, it'll probably be cool no matter what happens, but that's some of my guesses right there. It's going to be a back line. Is they're going to talk about Kylo Ren more. They're going to talk about where Luke was and what the shit went down, and that's going to influence an emotional transformation that happens in Luke that allows him to give Rey what she needs to do the awesome thing at the end. Boom, plot, write it down, ship it.
You didn't tell us anything.
I told you everything.
No.
The whole movie.
It's going to be huge.
It's going to be huge.
If generally this is what's going to happen.
No, that's right. What I did.
But it's the second of the trilogy, so I think it's going to have to end on a nice down note.
A down note.
Which I think they're going to have to figure out how to, you know, it sucks, but how to, like, exit Leia stage left.
Yeah, that's going to be... I don't know. I kind of hope they're like, and she went on the Enterprise and went to the Alpha Quadrant, and we never heard from her again. Because that
put her in cryo
sleep. It's very easy to say she died. Like, it'd be interesting to do something else. Like, I'm going to go journey to this galaxy and look for other people. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? It's easy to kill people off. It's harder to find something else for them to do.
Okay, let me set the stage right here. Combine two biggest franchises. All right, she gets injured, right? And they're like, oh no. What we have to do is they show her in the post-credit scene. They're like putting her in cryo tubes, right? Push her back, boom.
Carbonite.
Right next to a Winter Soldier, and then it pans out. It's like she's in Wakanda, where the Black Panther is.
I'll watch it. You sold the ticket.
And they're like, hey, do you want to make a movie that makes $4 billion?
I think after a while, you get diminishing returns because everybody's already seen it anyways. Or everybody that would see that, you know, one of those two movies.
Oh, there's also, like, a Chinese luck dragon in there. They throw that in the background just so, like, everyone in China has to go.
In case you were thinking about not going. Can you live in China?
Oh, shit, a Chinese luck dragon.
Okay, so how long have we been going here? Let's see. Looks like about an hour. Okay, so do we want to do our? I don't know how we got three people. It's a little strange, but do we want to do the year-end movie challenge?
It was there supposed to be like a tough secret guest or something?
Yeah, secret guest didn't make it because I thought Ryan wasn't gonna make it because he said I'm not gonna make it. I'll be Brian from Diamond City. So
I didn't think I was. But
yeah, see that I it's exactly what he sounded like. So I thought he wasn't gonna be there. So I thought we'd have three people, which is perfect. About perfect. So either we'll have to figure something out, maybe a 2-on-1 challenge or something. Which I tell you, I'm up to the challenge. I'm up to the challenge. I'll go 2-on-1 against. I'll take both you on right now.
Oh, you're gonna
right now, one in the mouth, one in the butt. I'll take them both. Come on, let's go.
Eiffel Tower. You guys, Eiffel Tower, Chris.
I can be the judge, and you guys can. Wait, that doesn't help.
Yeah. Thanks, Ryan. You're always there for us.
What I had also thought of is with this number. I could make it do a three-way, which has never been done before.
Oh, it happens. It happens all the time.
Goonies versus Back to the Future versus The Breakfast Club.
Interesting. I don't know. It's a little. It might be hard. I'm looking at you, Adam. Is it hard?
It's very difficult.
Right, Adam's like, I don't like playing this game very much.
I really don't.
This is not my game.
I am not an orator. I am not a arguing person. In fact, I stray away from arguing as much as I can. Conflict doesn't work with me.
But this isn't really conflict. This is just, like, discussion.
You should see it the way I see
it. So what year is this movie challenge? I forgot.
This is 1985.
1985, okay. If possible, I would like to keep it to two movies, because three gets a bit challenging. So if we keep it to those two movies, I think we're doing better. I don't know, what do you guys think?
Right. I think so, too. So since Adam has made it clear that whoever is willing to be shackled with Adam will also get first choice of movie.
I kind of like random, what? Though. No, I like randomness. Sorry. I got to be random.
Okay, because
I know where you're coming from, but this random, it's got to be random. Otherwise, you're going to pick your personal favorite, and that's going to... No. I can't like it. No.
All right. No. All right. Okay. So, Ryan, I'm going to need you... do you have a D6 in front of you, or do you need me to do it?
I can make that happen.
I got a D6 right here. What do you need?
All right. Chris, you are odds, and Ryan is evens.
Okay.
Adam, pick a. What do you want? Odds or evens? Okay.
The number is a one. What does that do?
All right. So that means he goes with Ryan. Ryan is evens. He picked.
Oh, I see what you're doing. Okay. Now, how do we pick what movie to do?
All right. It'll be the same thing. It'll be well, Adam.
You write down what is, or you know which is which, and I'll roll it. So there you go.
Yep.
You got it.
Yep.
The number was a 3.
Okay, Goonies is odds.
So what's that mean?
So you roll the 3. You get Goonies.
Oh, okay.
What do we get?
You get Back to the Future.
Back to the Future. Ooh. This one's actually pretty easy for us to play.
So you right. think I have a mind. I'll think of stuff, you dummy.
All right, so it is going to... Now, this is going to be tough because you're going to go back-to-back, Chris, so you're going to get longer time because it's going to be one of them speaks. You get basically one turn and a second turn since you're a single person, and then whoever doesn't go from their team will go again to rebut the arguments.
Okay, so... Goonies. I'm defending the Goonies, is what you're saying. And how long are we doing these things for?
Last time it was 45 seconds, and you thought that was a little short.
I did, but I have two chances to go now, so it's not that bad.
Right, that would basically be 2 minutes. Do you want to, like, bring your thing down to, like, 90 seconds for your whole argument? So they get a minute, you get 90 seconds for your whole argument, and they get another minute to rebut.
Oh, so 45 seconds?
You get double 45, because you're speaking, you're of one mind.
But they get 2 minutes? This seems like it's stacked against me, but I'll take it. So wait, it goes me, and then they go, and then I rebut, or how's it?
No, it goes one of them, you get to argue and rebut, and then argue again, so it's basically them,
okay.
you, them.
Let's do this, bring it on. I'll take the underdog.
Okay, so which one of you is arguing first, Ryan or Adam?
Adam
if you open the Wikipedia page, you can see Marty McFly was played by this guy and this guy. This guy.
Wait, who is Doc Brown?
Right. Brown. Who's Gary Lopez?
Who was Gary Lopez?
Subotai, the Archer.
It's true.
All right, which one of you wants to go first, Ryan? Are you gonna try and pull up the end, or you want to come out strong?
I'll go after Adam. How's that? All right, sound?
Adam, you have 1 minute. So why argue why Back to the Future is the best of the two movies from 1985? Whenever you start talking.
All right. So
he's not talking yet.
This movie is the best movie in 1985 because it transcends many generations. It has baby boomers and it has Gen Xers, and it focuses on a very nice adventure with Lebanese people. And
Lebanese people.
Or I'm sorry, Libyans. Marty, it's the Libyans. How many different violent endings can this movie have? We have a fusion generator, a flux capacitor, and takes them back in time with a nice climactic ending to fix the flux capacitor and go back to the future with Marty McFly.
Oh, Marty McFly's in the movie? Well, you guys win.
Okay. That was really funny, though. We are really good at debate. Adam is great at debate. It's got a really, 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 really good ending where they fix the flux capacitor. And Lebanese people.
I mean, Libyans.
Oh, Jesus.
Was it Libyans? I thought it was, like, Armenians.
Yeah.
No. Why would Armenians want to fight him? Libyans.
I don't know.
Who knows?
For some reason, my brain remember that.
It's the Armenians, and they come with cool gold chains and chest hair out of their shirts. Alright. Chris, whenever you're ready.
How long do I have? 4 to 5 seconds?
You have 90 seconds total.
So what's that mean?
Because basically, you have 40. You don't have to stop.
Oh, I'm just going to go. Stop. Okay, so I have to predict their arguments, because let's be honest, there wasn't much of an argument there. So I have to predict Ryan's argument and say something against it.
Yes.
Alright.
Right.
Okay.
See, this is part of the plan. We have Adam go first.
Yeah, it's bullshit, ahead. By the way. Alright. My esteemed friend has said that Back to the Future is the best movie in 1985. He's completely and utterly wrong. Here's why. It's the Goonies. You have adventure, danger, booby traps, pirates. It's fucking just a world of adventure coming to life for kids. Kids are not in movies in the 80s. They are not in the forefront. It's all about adults doing stupid adult things. These are kids trying to take charge of their lives. What happens when you're a kid? You feel powerless. You feel like you don't have any say in what's happening. Oh, your family's moving. Your parents are getting a divorce. You can do nothing about it unless you're part of a group. The Goonies, who can do shit, that taught us as kids in the 80s to try to be part of a bigger group. Everybody wants to be part of a group, to belong. This is what makes you want to go on bike rides with your friends, want to hang out and start clubs and have cool handshakes and shit. And hang on, my fucking screen just froze. All right, that's better now. Now, that's not just for the 80s. That's everybody. That's universal. It's a universal truth that kids want to belong. This is the movie that told you it could happen. And the music? Come on, that music. What the fucking Cyndi Lauper's all up in there and the Bangles and shit. What does Back to the Future have? Fucking The Power of Love 36 times because it's the only song they could get for that movie. Seriously, they play it 36 fucking times. And watch it again. 36 times. They never stop. It's the only song they could get. Now, The music video? Fucking Roddy Roddy Piper and Captain Lou Albano for the Goonies? No, no, I'm not done yet! Ryan's gonna say this is about money. It's not about money. It's a cult classic. It made the cult classic. Money means nothing!
They did play The Power of Love a lot of fucking
times. They played it 36 fucking times! Oh, one more thing. I think I got 10 seconds left. This movie had such a bad lead actress that they had to recast her because she wasn't good enough. The end.
Ryan. Ryan, thanks, Chris. Very interesting argument.
Oh, and
I'm glad you...
Damn.
The money thing, I agree, it's not about money. Even
time.
Though this movie did make way more money, that is not the reason why it's better. It's better just because it's better, and everybody knows it. It's the kind of movie that puts a smile on your face, and if you look at why that is, it's because it was fun from the beginning to the end. You had sci-fi fun. You know, you bring that crazy Doc into the story, Doc Brown. Great Scott! That guy was amazing. He had got the Rube Goldberg machine that's feeding the cats at the beginning and shit, and DeLoreans and craziness and the flux capacitor. That dude was super fun. Then you mix in a little bit of romance, and it's, you know what? You know, it's nice to see once in a fucking while when the nice guy wins, all right? You know, the nice guy finally wins in this movie, and guess what? A Trump-like jerk loses, you know? This cocky bastard loses, and everybody's happy in the end, and you know what happens after that? They make a bunch more movies that everybody loves as well. This clearly was the best movie of the two.
Ryan came out pretty good,
man. The nice guy always wins! Go fuck yourself! All
right. That's a tough
But he was
one.
A really nice guy. Normally it's like sort of like a guy who's actually cool, but this guy was actually kind of like he needed that. It was a good trip.
Who are you talking about?
I'm talking about Marty's dad. You know, do you remember the plot? Come on.
Yeah, I didn't know who you're talking about because the main character is not Marty's dad.
Marty's dad. It's true, it's not Marty's dad.
But that's kind of this sort of like. I know what you're saying, but in some ways it's the key storyline.
God, I need like another minute. We need to change this format. Fuck this.
Okay, all right.
No, we're good. Because I don't feel like I was able to rebut enough, but oh my God, this guy's got nothing, please. And this guy over here with this, here's the plot, fuck you. Anyways, so,
all right.
Those are the arguments. People out there, go ahead and send in your votes to geeksnextdoorftw@gmail.com to say which one of us argued better for our movie, The Goonies, the better movie, or Back to the Future, the inferior movie.
Doesn't Dave get a vote on
this? Of course. But I'm just letting people know ahead of time that this is what we need to do.
Okay, right. Sorry, I was just checking. Maybe I missed something or something.
Yeah.
Before you vote, I just want to point out that the House in Astoria is actually a museum. So people would go there. That's how much they love this fucking movie.
Cheating. Disqualified.
I was just making a fact. I can give you a fact about the Back to the Future, too, if you'd like.
There's right. a flag on McCoy.
Yeah. See, this one's pretty tough just because this was Dave 2's
one. I know.
And
I know.
I would have really liked to argue either of them. That would have been really
so cool. So would I, actually.
Right. Yeah, and I think you did have a harder time because, yes, Ryan could rebut everything you said and you could have anything back on him. But I think that was really hard.
Yeah, it's tough. I don't know how the format should go. I guess it usually has two people on each side, so... I don't know. We need to.
But I'm not sure about because and I'm thinking right now. It's pretty close in my head, honestly. It's Ryan did have a few things that were really good, but I think the music thing was a big hit on Back to the Future. Like Ryan never brought up the theme. The theme music is really good in Back to the Future. It has like a really good theme song. It has. Yeah.
You can't make an argument. Stop making an argument that should have been made.
No, I know. That thing is like, these are arguments that I had like in my notes for either way. When Dave 2 was all like, be prepared for either of them because we'll choose on the day of, and I'm like, okay. So I had a few notes on stuff, but yeah, I think you had a tough battle, sir. So I think Ryan and Adam got it.
Yes, this is all rigged. Woo! Rigged, I tell you.
I think
he didn't even bring up the best parts of Back to the Future. Jesus Christ!
I know.
to me, again, it's a feeling, but, you know, the best parts to me was the whole thing, because I think it was probably the better movie. Now, argument aside, which movie do you think's better? This is not an argument question. It would be helpful to me if you think this one's better. I think it's better than Goonies.
Like, what's a better?
Yeah,
movie?
I'm so close to me that I don't know that I can say that, honestly. I can't say one's better than the other. They're too close. Every time what do I pick? Fucking a group of friends getting together doing something cool, or Alex P. Keaton fucking traveling through time? I mean, that it's too close.
Right.
And getting to touch his mom's boob. He's like, yeah, mom boob.
Right. Like, and it's interesting to, like I quote a lot of things. So it's like Adam and Ryan didn't quote anything. It's like, and I'm just like, there's a million. And Ryan did have, you know, Great Scott, which was good. But it's like he didn't quote like anything. Like, son, what ship were you on? Ship, yeah. You know, your life preserver.
Yeah.
Oh, that was a good movie.
Right.
I kind of want to watch again, actually.
Yeah, I actually thought about that. You know, like. At the end, you know, whatever, whenever anyone gets tired of this, being like, okay, the winners are now, you know, watch these movies.
But, nobody loses then, because they're all good.
Yeah, no, nobody, yeah, they're all good. Yeah. Like, if I'm personal, it's really, really hard, but at any given time, if Back to the Future is on, I might not watch it. I might flip by it on the TV station, but if Goonies on, I will always check to see what part is on.
Right.
If it's on TBS,
but
I will always check what's on.
I would agree with that. But if, like, Back to the Future, it happens to be on the TV, I will always watch a little bit to see, just because it's usually a good part. So, but you didn't, I mean, come on. Back to the Future is put into the Library of Congress for the National Film Registry. It's a big part of movie history. The Goonies is an underdog. It's got you got a feel for the Goonies. You can't just
The Goonies. You know, everybody likes the Goonies.
No, apparently you don't. You fucking argued against it, you son of a bitch.
Like
I argued that it was not as good as Back to the Future.
Like Back to the Future has like the overt jokes, which are really funny, and then the subtle jokes, like the Twin Pines Mall. Yeah. When he first goes back in time, he hits the tree, and then it becomes the Lone Pine Mall when he's back in the future again. Yeah. Like, that's a joke that, like, if you don't know, haven't watched the movie a few times, that's just a joke that flies over your head.
Yeah. And I didn't have time to look it up, but I've heard before, and I was going to present it as fact if I had the other side, that there are some sports cars, like high-performance cars, that have a lion on the speed thingy at 88 miles an hour, which is kind of cool. They just put a lion there just because as an homage to Back to the Future.
That's really funny. That's cool.
Alright, that's stupid. Let's move on.
We should play some, maybe play some Gauntlet, you know. Do you play that at all? I played it with the controller. And by the way, the PlayStation 4 controller is a lot of fun to play certain games on the PC. That's just a personal review. PlayStation 4 controller versus Steam controller, PlayStation 4, DualShock 4 is the winner. But it was pretty fun playing Gauntlet on that. I messed around a little bit. Did you do that? You guys try that?
Yeah, I've played it, and I do like the controller. I think the controller works nice on that game. So
I don't use that controller. I have a controller. It's called the Deltoid 1. It's a random generic controller.
Deltoid.
it's pretty awesome.
Does it have analog sticks on it? Or is it like the... Okay. Deltoid 1.
Yep.
Sounds delicious. Sounds like a mint.
It's weird. Alright, what's your last one over here? Something about Admiral Thrawn. For Admiral like this one.
Yeah. Yes. Grand Admiral Thrawn is basically he is going to be a character that was just in the expanded universe, and no one was sure that he was going to be back, because...
He's not canon.
But he is officially canon, because he is going to have a major role in the third season of Star Wars Rebels, which is like the CG animated show. So now he is like, that character is officially in Star Wars canon, which is...
Correct.
You know.
Okay.
So they're on episode 8 this week, I think, of the Rebels show, and they've shown him... maybe
4 or 5 times. So they're actually doing a pretty good job at bringing him into the folds. So I like it because he's probably the one character that stands out of all the books that Disney is no longer standing by. But he's the probably biggest villain after Emperor Palpatine.
Admiral Akbar, that son of a bitch. He's the biggest villain, as we know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Admiral Akbar, it's a trap.
Yeah, he led him right to that trap. What if he was a spy all along? Yeah, that's the shit right there. Yeah.
That's the shit.
All right, anything else here? Can we be done? Because I got shit to do.
Got shit to do.
No?
Yeah, well, good. Yeah, I hope Dave decides that taking drugs is not a good thing and should get off the
heroin, man. Stop shooting. What'd you call him, Adam?
Dick
missiles. Stop shooting dick missiles and let's get done with this shit. All right. Thanks for joining us this week. If you have an opinion on who presented the best argument for their movie, The Goonies, the best movie of 1985, or Back to the Future, then send it in, geeksnextdoorftw@gmail.com, and we'll tally the votes. Oh, I didn't fucking do last week. I'm sorry. I had that tally. Shit. Last week, if you remember, somebody bring up, remember what last week was.
Batman versus...
Batman versus Superman? It was not Batman versus Superman.
Oh.
as much as we like talking about that. What was it? Last week was 1982, Conan the Barbarian versus E.T.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
Conan the Barbarian. I put it in my thingy. Let me just change here to find an account. It's called geeksnextdoorftw@gmail.com. I forgot to pull this up. Sorry. It took a while, actually. We got a lot of people thingies. Okay, there we go. So it was, again, Conan, which I argued, versus E.T., which you... unsuccessfully ordered. E.T. got 8 votes, which is a lot. Conan got 6,754 votes. That's a lot of votes. Now, I weighed them a bit differently, but I gotta say, I think Conan's the winner.
What really happened? I'm quite curious. Did anybody write it?
You're right. You are quite queer. Thank you for joining us this weekend. And we will... Curious. We'll talk to everybody next week. Have a good week.
No, tell me. What happened? I'm serious. Who writes in? You know, this is how you get people to write in. They want to rectify the injustices.